Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. Today is April 17, 2015. Today, A Theory of Parenting would like to bring to you live from the museum at Fashion Institute of Technology in New York on 27th and 7th Street, A Theory of Parenting on Yves Saint Laurent and Houston. It's a 70s fashion collection. So I'm live in the gallery right now. Actually, we are in the foyer where there's red carpet and seating. And I'm on a red bench chair, and my name is Tammy Joyner, and I'm live from FIT. And you're here at A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. Today we have an exhibit, a gallery exhibit at the Museum of FIT. If you want to find out more or see the exhibit for yourself, you need to log on at www.fitnyc.edu. And there you'll find more information, reports, and pictures, video, and everything you would like to know about this particular 70s fashion showcase. So today it was most interesting because they had 80 ensembles and 20 accessories on display from the designers who were determining a 70s vision of the fashion from Houston and Yves Saint Laurent. So my interpretation of what I saw today comes basically from the blurb that was given out. I thought it was another element of the exhibit that featured a timeline that showed a parallel to the early careers of the two designers. It started with Simple Points and a clash of look-alike reproductions and designers who made similar fashions. There were displays like the suede suit, and so it depicted two different designers with a similar fashion style, using the same fabrication, the same type of suede, but using almost the same block coloring and the same design. It also demonstrated that same technique with Coco Chanel and Adolfo, who had similar dresses during the era. And also this whole display was about who made the comparison, real, fake, or another designer, and you as the consumer had to be able to tell. So if you couldn't tell, you would buy whatever you liked in style and just would wear the style. But if you could tell or you were brand loyal, then you would definitely go for your favorite brand. And the brands were doing similar fashion in the beginning of their careers, so there was all types of parallels, and it was a wonderful showcase of a parallel fashion, back-to-back mannequins, and we'll have pictures at Facebook. Again, my name is Tammy Joyner. You're here at Theory of Parenting. We're studying fashion for our fashion blog, which is Kels at Kels Fashions at Twitter. And also, we are going to be premiering a new book later this year stating some of our fashion sketches called Kels Fashions. And also, the designer is me, Tammy Joyner, and my son also helps with that. So we're into color theory. We're into all different type of fashions, including jeans and T-shirts. But we have a lot of, couture type things, and we have a lot of business professional type things, a lot of semi-formal things, and we'll showcase that later this time. So more about this particular exhibit, which was wonderful for me, because they also brought dresses from Macy's on display. They had T-shirts on display. They had MCM. They also had Lord & Taylor on display. They had a Campbell suit dress, which was unpretentious, and you could get it with $1 and two suit labels if you was to send in. They also displayed an Oscar skirt, which was an A-line flare skirt that depicted, the Oscar trophy. And there are also different types of displays going on. So it was a definite to see. And the mission of the museum is to advance knowledge of fashion through exhibitions and exhibits, programs, and publications. The blurb says you're invited to gain an intriguing perspective on culture of fashion through the museum engaging programs and publications. So when you come in, you're going to see a lot of fashion techniques, floor length dress, knotting, ruching, gathering, you know, thick belt, vintage, fur, floral, psychedelics, cream colors, rich tones, layers, long sleeves, short sleeves, all types of sleeves, accessories, beadings, abstracts, and inverses. So if you ever get a chance to get down here, make sure you do so. That's almost the time that we have here. You know, if we're here in New York, we're trying to do some of these things, and my son is in New Jersey, so he's going over in art class and getting to, you know, view and blog and to review some of these American designers and some of these international designers who started, like, in New York years ago. So, you know, we hope that you'll get with your family. If you're on tour, stop here, and if you get a chance to look online, there's almost the same catalog is there. So until next time.